as well. Dancing and laughing, breathing so free. Life breathing miracles, moving through me. Every beat of my heart says thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. James Allen said, he thinks in secret and it comes to pass. Environment is but his looking glass. And thank you, Grand and Happy Rising, Freedom Crusaders, and Grow Rich family. I'm so excited you're here. I wanted to put that song on for us on this terrific Tuesday so that we can get hopping around and know that you are worthy. You're the best. That's all I can say. I hope you're coming in hot this morning, rested, recharged, and ready. For our American family, I hope you had a beautiful Memorial Day weekend, a moment to pause, to honor, and to be grateful for those who gave everything. And for our Grow Rich family joining from around the world, we're so glad you're here. Whether it was a long weekend for you or just another Monday, a magical Monday, today we start fresh together. If you're brand new and this is your first mastermind, you picked a great morning to show up, and we hope you'll feel welcomed and comfortable here. And if you're returning, welcome home. We missed you. Now, before I open the lines, let me tell you about the man who's going to lead us this morning. Mike Hobbs is a military veteran, expert, internet marketer. He's built 3 separate million-dollar businesses online and co-founded a company that's paid out over $7 million in commissions. He's one of the world's most well-known and respected home business entrepreneurs and has a heart for the people. He lives in sunny southern Utah with his wife, Christy, and their 6 children. He loves to share his knowledge of innovative marketing strategy and principle-centered leadership with the Grow Rich family. And we're so blessed to have this man on this call every day of the week. And that is not something you find anywhere else, period. All right, family, I'm opening up the line. Tell us your name and where you are calling in from. See if I can get it right.
Casper, well, let's go.
We're doing it with
cool.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Hey, Minister Christian.
What you say, Ashley?
The Eagle Brothers.
Great day to be alive.
Oh, it's the best day to be alive.
Hey, Mama,
we are on the love you. With hey, are you guys ready to get started?
Let's go, Lord.
Yeah, we're on the live list.
Freedom. Freedom. Yes. Freedom.
Good News Network. Oh, yeah. Going on.
Lindsay,
the
right here. Ready?
Right ready?
Let's go.
It's that time, Mike. Are you ready? We are ready. Fired up.
Pull it in.
Let's go, Freedom Crusaders.
Welcome, Gio.
Oh, yeah.
Evan, Sean.
Love
the energy.
Good morning.
Love it.
Good morning, Evan Forsby in Kentucky.
Hey, Evan. Welcome.
All righty then. I guess it's that time to get started. So let's do this. Welcome, everybody, to another Grow Rich Mastermind. Excited to be here, excited to be alive. And I'm excited to host today and get this week started off right. You know, I hope you guys had a great Memorial Day yesterday. And had some fun activities and different things is actually kind of interesting. Usually on holidays, like I'm with the family and everybody's home and everybody's, you know, doesn't go to school. And but yeah, yesterday was a little bit different. Like everybody was gone. It just seemed like, you know, my boys went on this trip for 5 days. And yesterday was the first day of it. And then my daughter went to a friend's house. And yeah, so it was just kind of an interesting, different take on the holiday, Memorial Day. And then, you know, so anyway, yeah, it was kind of different, but it was cool at the same time. Able to hang out at home and with the wife and a couple of our little ones. And yeah, so hopefully you guys had a great, great holiday and great weekend. So anyway, with that, one thing that we'd like to do here on this call, just do a brief little introduction. So the call started, I think it was around 2009-ish. I personally started dialing in 2011 when I was getting back from a deployment in Iraq. I was searching for something. And one thing that I've always kind of just, or I've said before, but when I was on that deployment, that was kind of one of the final straws for me when it came to putting my line in the sand. Because prior to my 2011 deployment to Iraq, prior to that, I actually had pretty good success online. I was starting to know what I was doing. I built my own system. We built it up to 300 plus people. I was even paying commissions in that system. It was kind of interesting. I was like, things were starting to move along. You know, I was starting to make it happen. And then sure enough, something happened to take it all away. And it just seemed like that's the way that it was for years and years and years and years for me before I got introduced to the principles of this call. It would seem like I would build it up and it would go away. I would build it up and it would go away. And that's what it was in 2011. You know, so I had built up my own system. I started doing better, started making money. And then all of a sudden, get a call. Hey, you need to get your finances in order and kind of take care of business, make sure everything is covered while you're gone. And then I looked at myself, I'm like, well, it's definitely not covered while I'm gone because I don't have anyone to cover it. And then to put a whammy on it, simultaneously, PayPal shut me down for my merchant account, which is kind of interesting because that happened again later in life. You'd think I'd learn to stop using them. But anyway, so PayPal shut me down. Then I'm going to Iraq, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm out of business then because I can't accept payments, and I'm leaving Iraq. So bye-bye business. Zero. I was literally back to square one after literally building and finally feeling like I had some sort of success after about 7 years, or no, 5 years online or something like that, because I started in 2007. And so, yeah, so back to square one. Here I am. And I get back from this deployment, and then this call popped up. There was actually a guy in the company that I was looking for. I was actually looking into building, and there was this, and I just said, hey, is there anyone doing this on the internet, or is this all warm market stuff? And then he's like, yeah, there's this guy named Paul Hutchings. He's doing it on the internet. And so I looked him up, and sure enough, I found his blog, and then I found his the call to this number. Or the number to this call. And I dialed in. And I dialed in, and I heard him talking about these principles. I heard him talking about a manifesto that we read every day, that he read, and he put it to music. And then the very first interaction I had with him was, hey, can I get a copy of your manifesto? Like a model it? And then he did. He sent me over the manifesto he had. And I created my own. I wrote down my goals. My major goal then was to get out of the military and be able to earn enough money to where I can retire out of the military before my next ETS date, which was 2013. So I had 2 years to make it happen. And that was my first real goal that I wrote down. Before Napoleon Hill and before this call, I would never write down any goals. I wouldn't write down a single thing. I never had a major definite purpose. I was just flying blind. And that was the first time I actually wrote down my goals. I put it to music. And the cool thing about all that is it worked. A couple years later, here comes my ETS day. They offered me $20,000 to stay in. They said, hey, if you stay in another, I think it was something like 4 years or something, stay in another 4 years, you can get $20,000 bonus. And like, screw that. I'm out. So I got out, and because I was making enough money in my business in 2013 here to get out. And that was my final straw. I just got out of the military. I've been out ever since. And I owe it to the principles of this call, because without it, I would never have wrote down that manifesto. I would never put it to that music. And I would have never met Paul in this community. And that would have been a sad thing. I don't know. I always kind of feel like had I not met then, I probably would have eventually, because that's what's cool about Paul Hutchings and this community and some of the people in here is we are all persistent. We're all here for the long haul. We're all here to help each other win. And so I would imagine if I had not have met him in that company, the first company, we probably would have met somewhere else, because that's just kind of how we align. Seems like these principles that just they're meant to be, this community is meant to come together at some point. So had it not been then, it probably would have been a little later. but anyway, so that's what this kind of the origin of how I got onto the call. It's helped me win my freedom, and now we're here to help you win your freedom, your principle-centered leadership. So if you can get behind principle-centered leadership, you can get behind freedom, you can get behind being on a call, being on a mastermind for over a decade, and that's something that you're committed to doing and you are excited about, I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines, and you can let everybody know, right? All right. I can hear Christian back there. We know he's excited. Okay, so a couple announcements. Enemy of character this month is fear, so we're trying to remove that from our lives. Looks like the book of the month is The Book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen. And so we're still in that book this month. And then we have, I believe we finished Acres of Diamonds last time, so I guess we'll have to pick a new book today. I guess we'll do Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. And then we have Freedom Fest coming up. So if you don't know much about Freedom Fest, that's a live event. We come together every year in September. but highly, highly recommend grabbing your ticket to that. And how you do that is you get with whoever invited you here, ask them for the Mastermind Collection, which is all the books and materials that we study, and you can also find out more about Freedom Fest. So just get with whoever invited you here, get that free Mastermind Collection that we give everybody who dials into the call, as well as the information on Freedom Fest. Just get with them, and they will get you a link to everything. So that's the announcements. And so, yeah, so can I get a volunteer to read the Major Definite Purpose Self-Confidence Formula? If you can, star six, unmute. Who's going to do that for us today? The lucky winner that gets to read it.
Mark Smith here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
My major definite purpose, by the blank day of blank, 20 blank, I will have in my possession blank, 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 which will come to me embarrassing amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I'm capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of Freedom Crusader. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong. I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch with my hands. It's now waiting transferred to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward this attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action, gradually transforming themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I've clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall develop sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, repeat it aloud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Mark. You are awesome and amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so let's go ahead and unmute the lines and let him know how much we believe in him. Right.
Thank you,
Mark.
All right. I'm going to see how long I can keep that open. But, okay, so let's get into the content today. So I guess one quick little thought here. You know, as we're kind of heading into, I was just looking at the month right now, it's May. So we got June, July, August, September. We got literally 4 months until we meet again in Branson, Missouri. That's going to be fun. That's actually the first place we ever hung out as a community, an official community. That was our first live event for this community, and it wasn't even an event. It was really just, let's go hang out in Branson, have fun. We had a music night. People talked, you know, we just kind of talked on the side. We went ziplining, I believe, and just did some fun activities together. And now we're going back as an official event, which I think is going to be cool. So we'll have some speakers and things. But yeah, I was just thinking, man, we're like 4 months out. We're probably going to want to get on our Trinity Challenge here soon. You know, typically we do that 90 days out of any event. And I was just thinking about that. Like, man, yeah, I need to get back into shape again. It seems like I always let myself go until I tell Freedom Fest. Then I get kicked back into gear. So it's probably a good thing that we do it once a year. Otherwise, I may just lose it all, right? But I guess one reminder about that is, you know, what areas of life are you struggling in right now? You know, is it finances? Is it health? Is it something else? And if it is, you know, I would just encourage you maybe to start thinking about your Trinity challenges here. You know, start thinking about something that you want to improve on, whether it be health, wealth, finances, whatever it may be. Maybe it's an income goal. Maybe it's a project goal. That's one thing that I think is cool, and I think I've heard Paul say this before, you know, like, it doesn't have to be, the major definite purpose doesn't have to be money. And this is actually an epiphany that I had too. Like when you read Think and Grow Rich or some of the books that we read and they're explaining what the major definite purpose is or like the desire or whatever, like for example, Barnes, right? Did they really say anything about money for him? Not really, not in the beginning at least. It was all about just becoming, you know, a partner with Edison, right? In fact, he probably made less money doing that in the beginning. And then eventually, obviously, made a lot of money. When he probably made more money when he became into sales, you know, like he started selling things. But when you think about it, it's like, man, all these stories, a lot of them, they weren't even about money. But yet when we download the Major Definite Purpose Self-Confidence Formula, it's about money. And I know the reason is because that's the easiest thing to start with. Because a lot of people don't even know what they want, so it's easy to start with money. But I will just say, if there's something on your mind and there's something that you're shooting for, maybe you're trying to finish a project, maybe you're trying to gain a certain amount of weight or lose a certain amount of weight, or I don't know, just whatever goal or desire that you have, you can change the words and go for that. You know, you can write it out however you want to write it. You can write it out. In fact, with AI nowadays and some of the tools that you have access to, a lot of you, you know, there's AI tools in our company, you know, in one of our products. You could literally go back there and you can put the major definite purpose in there, just paste it in, and then say, something like, hey, I know the major definite purpose is about money, But my major purpose is about doing this. And then you can just like turn on your little, like if you want, this is how I would do it, is I would just start speaking what you want, like into the computer screen with something like some kind of transcribe tool. Like I found a free one for Mac. It's called Snaply. You can look it up. There's other ones out there that you pay for that are on your phone as well. So I haven't found a free one on the phone. Haven't really looked either, but I just go in there and I throw in my major definite purpose. I would just say, hey, I know this is all about money, but my goal is to da 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 da. Can you rewrite this in the same kind of manner, but for this goal? And I promise you that thing is going to spit out like something good that you can read every day that will be relevant to your major definite purpose, like your real one. And that's the beauty of AI nowadays, is you can tell it what to do. It's like your own little assistant. And I remember back in the day, I would be like writing an email and I would tell my wife to come proofread it. And she would have to go through it and proofread my email. And now I just click a little button and it proofreads it. And it's like, dang, that's crazy. But yeah, nowadays you have that. You have that ability. And so I would recommend everybody, if you have a different goal than money, I would encourage you, though, to hopefully whatever it is that your goal is will lead to more money or wealth in the future. You know, like because Barnes, for example, or, you know, like wanted to be partnered with Edison, right? Well, that eventually led to probably millions of dollars, you know. So I would probably have a goal that would lead you to money passively or on the side, you know, if you hit it. But otherwise, you'll just never be free. You know, that's one thing that we need, is you need money to be free. That's just the facts of life, right? So anyway, with that, let's get into some reading. I don't really know which books are next. Let's see. I'm just reading some of the messages in the chat here. Mr. Garcia, okay, cool. Yeah, so I guess we could do that. It looks like we did Acres of Diamonds. So the next one up is a message to Garcia. So I guess we can do that one. Just for fun. Funsies. All right. So, message to Garcia, Albert Hubbard, 1899. And, all right, so in all this Cuban business, there is one man stands out on the horizon of my memory like Mars at Herland. When war broke out between Spain and the United States, it was very necessary to communicate quickly with the leader of the insurgents. Garcia was somewhere in the mountain fastness of Cuba. No one knew where. No mail or telegraph could reach him. The president must secure his cooperation and quickly. What to do? Someone said to the president, there's a fellow by the name of Rowan. We'll find Garcia for you, if anybody can. Rowan was sent for and given a letter to be delivered to Garcia. How the fellow by name of Rowan took the letter, sealed it up in an oil skin pouch, strapped it over his heart, in 4 days landed by night off the coast of Cuba from an open boat, disappeared into the jungle, and in 3 weeks came out on the other side of the island, having traversed a hostile country on foot and having delivered his letter to Garcia. And things I have no special desire now to tell in detail. The point I wish to make is this. McClinley gave Rowan a letter to be delivered to Garcia. Rowan took that letter and did not ask, where is he at? And that's actually an interesting question right there. Like, how many times have you told someone to do something and then they just keep asking you, like, well, what about this? Or how did that? And so, like, this is actually one little point that stands out right from the get-go. As he gave the letter to Rowan, and he didn't ask, where is he at? Okay, by the Eternal, there is a man whose form should be cast in the deathless bronze and the statue placed in every college in the land. It is not book learning young men need, nor instruction about this or that, but a stiffening of that vertebrae, which will cause them to be loyal to a trust, to act promptly, concentrate their energies, do the thing, carry a message to Garcia. General Garcia is dead now, but there are other Garcias, no man who has endeavored to carry out an enterprise where many hands were needed, but has been well nigh appalled at times by the imbecility of an average man, or the inability or unwillingness to concentrate on a thing and do it. Slipshod assistants, foolish inattention, dowdy indifference, and half-hearted work seem the rule, and no man succeeds unless by hook and crook or threat he forces or bribes other men to assist him, or mayhap God in his goodness performs a miracle and sends him an angel of light for an assistant. You, reader, put this manner to a test. You are sitting now in your office. Six clerks are within your call. Summon anyone and make this request. Please look in the encyclopedia and make a brief memorandum for me concerning the life of Coriago. Will the clerk quietly say, yes, sir, and go to the task? Or on your life, he will not. He will look at you out of a fishy eye and ask one or more of the following questions. Who is he? Which encyclopedia? Where is the encyclopedia? Was I hired for that? Do you mean Bismarck? What's the matter with Charlie doing it? What's the matter with Charlie doing it? Is he dead? Is there any hurry? Can't I bring you the book and let you look it up yourself? What do you want to know for? And I will lay you 10-1 that after you have answered the question and explained how to find the information and why you want it, the clerk will go off and get one of the other clerks to help him find Garcia. And then come back and tell you there is no such man. Of course, I may lose my bet, but according to the law of average, I will not. Now, if you are wise and you will not bother to explain to your assistant that Coriagio is indexed under the C's, now not in the K's, but you will smile sweetly and say, never mind, and go look it up yourself. And this, in the capacity of independent action, this moral stupidity, this infirmity of the will, this unwillingness to cheerfully catch hold and lift, and the things that put pure socialism so far into the future, if men will not act for themselves, what will they do when the benefit of their effort is for all? A first mate with knotted club seems necessary, and the dread of getting the bounce Saturday night holds many a worker in his place. Advertise for a stenographer, and 9 times out of 10 who apply and never spell nor punctuate, and do not think it necessary to. Can such one write a letter to Garcia? You see that bookkeeper, said the foreman to me in a large factory. Yes, what about him? Well, he's a fine accountant. But if I'd send him to town on an errand, he might accomplish the errand all right. And on the other hand, might stop at 4 saloons on the way, and when he got to the main street, would forgot that he had been what he's been sent for. And can such a man be entrusted to carry a message to Garcia? Yeah, that's actually a good point, too, just pointing out right there. Like, with the ADD society, you know, it's almost like people are proud, but that's, you know, like, oh, I'm job distracted. I started doing this. I started doing that. It's almost like that could be a negative thing, you know, like we need to stay focused. All right, so we'll finish this off. I know we're a little over time, but let's go ahead and finish this. We have been hearing much maudlin sympathy expressed for the downtrodden denizen of the sweet shop and the homeless wanderer searching for the homeless honest employment. And with it all often goes many hard words for the men in power. Nothing is said about the employer who grows old before his time in a vain attempt to get frozy near do-wells to do intelligent work. And his long patience striving with help that does nothing but loaf when his back is turned. In every store, the factory where there is a consistent wetting out of process going on, the employer is constantly sending away help that have shown their incapacity to further the interests of the business, and others are being taken on. No matter how good times are, this sorting continues. Only if times are hard and work is scarce, this sorting is done finer. But out of forever out and incompetent and unworthy go, it is the survival of the fittest. The self-interest prompts every employer to keep the best those who can carry a message to Garcia. I know one man of really brilliant parts who has not the ability to... Actually, this is a whole other story, so maybe we'll just read that one tomorrow. Yeah, we'll read that one. We'll start that new story tomorrow. We are 6 minutes after. So yeah, so we'll just finish this off. We're on page 2, so in the middle of 2. It's a lot of words on one page, so I think it'll be fine. All right, So, yeah, lots of good stuff here to mastermind on. But, yeah, one thing I really love about this message to Garcia, I was actually thinking about this, too. Like, I actually read something similar. It was about a blue vase or something. Maybe we'll have to get that. There's like one called like the blue vase where you get sent on this errand to find a blue vase that doesn't exist, you know, but then he ended up finding it anyway. but yeah, so it's just kind of a cool theory or message to think about, like, do you take initiative and leadership? Do you have to be told what to do it or to accomplish something? Do you have to have a step-by-step tutorial on everything, you know? And I will just say, you know, it's okay to need tutorials and to watch training and to get through certain things. But at the end of the day, like, do you take action? You know, are you able to, and these are principles that you can learn and you can be better at, you know, like, so if someone gives you an assignment or someone tells you how to do something, you know, do you go in there and do it? Or do you have to wait till someone forces you to do it? So anyway, just something to think about. So let's get into the mastermind. Keep in mind, this is not a company-specific mastermind, so don't mention company names, system names, leader names, unless they're part of our community. Brevity and relevance always appreciated. And let's put it in the right mode. All right, who's first? Star 6, come on out.
Mike Hobbs.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, good to hear you today. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're having a great day. Great call. I was thinking about one of my sons, Kyson. He's a kid that can carry a message to Garcia. Last night, one of my other sons needed a ride home from Grandpa and Grandma's, and I called Kyson, and he went and got cashed in. And that's one little example of how when I ask him to do stuff, he can just go get it done, and that's a simple example. But I was thinking about a recent experience where our friend Rob Skinner, he had this, I think it was like a 2020 or 2022 side-by-side that he bought. And I think he told me he paid $14,000 for it. And one of his employees ruined it, like drove it so hard that the engine seized up. And it was parked at his daughter's for a while, and Rob said he saw that Kyson was into fixing stuff, and he's like, hey, if you guys want to come get this, I'll let Kyson have it. And so we went and got it down in Utah, brought it back, and Kyson got a battery hooked up to it, and we saw that the side-by-side had only 300 miles on it. It's like a brand new side-by-side. But it wasn't running, and so Kyson wanted to fix it. So he tore into it, took off, got the top end of the engine off, got all the way down, realized the crankshaft was busted, and he's like, okay, we got to get this fixed, but we don't know how to get it fixed, and he'd never split a case on an engine before. So he started making phone calls, He called one place and another place and another place and was kind of running into a dead end. And so he's like, hey, do you think your mechanic could fix it? So I asked my mechanic, and he's like, yeah, I could do that. So we loaded up the engine and took it to my mechanic, and he had it for a couple of weeks, and he was sending me text messages kind of like he didn't really want to do it because he was busy and it would be better for a winter project. And he's like, plus I can't find a service manual on it, and I can't find any videos on how to do it. And I said, well, if I could find the service manual for you and a video on how to do it, would that change your mind? He's like, yeah, that might change my mind. So I did one AI search, and it came back with the service manual and a video on how to do it. And I sent it to my mechanic, and I could tell that he still didn't really want to do it. So Kaisen kept calling and found this other place over in a town close to us that said they could do it for like $1,200, but it was going to be about an hour and a half drive, and they weren't going to be able to get to it for a couple of weeks. But nonetheless, we're like, okay, this sounds like the good plan. Well, then over the weekend, he was making more phone calls and looking on Facebook Marketplace, and he's like, Dad, I found this guy. It's only like 30 miles away, and he says he can do it for like $500. He's a small engine mechanic. And so we ended up taking it to this other guy, and Kyson's been giving me updates. He's like, all right, he got the case split, and this is what's going on, and we need this part. And as I was thinking about that and how Kyson does things, in fact, I said this to him, we were driving. I said, Kyson, I said, one thing I love about you is you are resourceful. You know what that means? It means you exhaust all of your resources in an effort to find the solution. You don't let a problem stop you. You instead say, okay, I got this problem. This didn't work. What else can I do? This didn't work. What else can I do? This didn't work. What else can I do? This didn't work. What other information can I find? That didn't work. What else? 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 That's resourcefulness. And you know, I think back to Robert Kiyosaki, and one of the first books I read by him that really changed my way of thinking. He said, most people will say, I can't afford it. And he said, the problem with that is that stops your thinking. It stops any resourcefulness that you might have within you. But a better way to say it is, how can I afford it? You ask yourself the question, how can I do it? What else can I do? Who else can I talk to? Where else can I find other information or a different strategy? And that's resourcefulness. So in this whole spirit of taking the message to Garcia, I think that's the quality that we want to cultivate. Can we be resourceful? So thanks for letting me share, and back to you, Mike.
Love it, love it, love it. Yeah, it's a great example. And it's like we wish, you know, all of our kids would be that way. and everyone, you know, anyone we work with, you know. But yeah, that's a great trait to grow up with and to also establish if you don't have it. All right. And that's what's cool about personal development. We all can learn, you know. I truly believe that. Like some people say, oh, you have to be born with it or natural, you know. I actually feel like everything can be changed if you really want to and you have a desire. I mean, that's what we've been learning this whole time, you know, for years. If that's not true, like if nobody can actually change, then that means Think and Grow Rich is just a bunch of bull. If you really think about it, and I don't feel that way, like, because if you have a true desire to change something or to become better at something, you can, you know. So anyway, who's next? Star six.
Hey, Mike, it's Laura Sue. How are you?
Hey, Laura Sue. Great.
I just was picturing those in this group thinking of Freedom Fest, and when you have people who are resourceful, there's like a confidence. That's what I think when you talk about Kyson, Paul, I think about how resourceful he is, and when you surround yourself with people that are like that, so much can get done, and things become easier because everyone works together. Like, I remember reading all kinds of parenting books when my kids were young, you know, trying to figure out that whole thing. but realizing that maturity is when you do things without being asked. That was a lot of what I gathered from the parenting manual. Was the goal for a healthy child to be a healthy adult is for them to be resourceful and also be willing to see what needs to be done and do it. And so I just Yeah, I think that's awesome. Great example in Paul's son, and there's so many on this call that I know that do the same thing, and it really does make a huge difference. And you're right, we can change any part of us. And I think the difference is in the thoughts, like we study here. If I'm thinking I can't, I already know it's not going to happen. But continuing, like it sounds like Kyson already has that thought process of, oh, I can do this. Everything's figure outable. I can find a way. I can work through this. It'll, you know, everything works out. I know what I'm doing. I think of Alice and also Bill Moystad, where she just has that, well, everything good comes to me. Well, everything's easy. It may not seem that way. If we were like in her life, we'd be going like, wow, you're doing a major amount of stuff and that looks hard. But because she says it's easy, it makes it easy. And because when you say everything's figure outable, it opens the way. Instead of these these people we read, like, who's that? Can't you get somebody else? You know, I bet you some of us have worked with those kind of people. And it just makes it tough. And when you surround yourself with people like, I can do that. Oh, give it to me. Oh, I'll take that. Then pretty soon you have things just like moving forward so quickly. And it's a better environment, a happier environment, a more peaceful environment. So anyway, those are my thoughts. And I appreciate you and thank you so much for your service. Back to you.
Thank you, Laura Sue. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Wanda from Rhode Island.
Hey, Wanda.
Hey, good morning, family. I just want to say awesome call. Thank you, Mike, for your service as always. You know, brings so much to the table, and I just love your authenticity. You know, and I like what Paul was saying about his son. He's got a great role model there, you know. Your children are always watching you. You think they're not, but they're always watching you, you know. They become what you do, they do. So he's got great skills because his dad's got some great skills, and that's so important. You know, today when you were talking about learning things, you know, now it's easier. At first, when I started to come online, and I had no clue, right? But it was doing the same thing over and over and mastering the skills, getting better at it. Every day, it's not like work for me now. You know, I enjoy jumping on this call. I enjoy, you know, serving. I enjoy plugging in and growing. And I love making money. I mean, I make money all kinds of ways, you know. And, you know, from my job, from online, from, you know, my side hustle cleaning and doing different things like that. But I just want to say that inside each and every one of you, right, you know, there's something great in there. You got some kind of talent that you can bring out to the world. And it's everything, right, it's either a problem. If it's a problem, there's a solution. It's either a lesson or a blessing. Each day that you have, it's a new day. It's a new day to start over. Yesterday's gone. And it's about transforming the mind on a daily basis. It's about being 1% better today, looking in the mirror saying, what can I do today to move forward in my life, in my business, in my relationship? What can I do today to serve somebody else? And then most of all, what can I do today to take care of myself? Because don't forget about you. You know, we take care of everybody else. I know as a parent, man, I'll put myself last for so long. Now, you know, it's different for me now. I put myself first. I exercise. You know, I meditate. The Word of God is in my soul every single day. But it's about taking care of yourself so you can take care of others. So I just want to say I love you. I appreciate you. As always, do something good for somebody else in the space of knowing they can't repay you. And remember, the sun does not ask to shine. Shine bright every day. I love your family. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, Wanda. Appreciate you and all you do. All right. Star 6, anyone else? Come on down.
Aww. Have a
night. Hey, Mr. Christian.
Hey, brother, I wanted to come in and just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm just thinking about the call, the message to Garcia. I love that, being able to follow through, being able to depend on someone. Like Paul said, I can call Kyson and he's going to be there. And, you know, I think about that a lot, you know, especially like with Rita Joy. She's a person who follows through, you know, and she's done it so many times in my life. So I want to say shout out to Mama Jody and Rita Joy, and thank you so much. And everyone on the call, we have the best call ever, the best group ever. And like you said, Mike, we would have met anyway. If you didn't meet Paul then, when you did, you would have ran into him at some point, because a lot of us are ending up in the same area, wanting to learn, wanting to grow. And I just thought about the power that we have that is undeniable now, how we can visualize our life and make it come to reality because of quantum physics and the AI. We can see it in AI. However, do we know that AI has been made off of the philosophy that is the quantum physics? And in short, we're the microcosm of the macrocosm. We are a part of the quantum field. We are made up of the same electrons and protons and the same energy and rhythm that makes the sun rise and the moon glow and the waves do whatever they do in the ocean. It's a big ocean and we're all connected. So when we breathe, whatever we think, we influence our environment. And so like when Paul was talking about his son who just never gives up, he's going to find a way, like Thomas Edison, 10,000 iterations, but he found a way. I found a way to learn how to play guitar. I'm finding a way now how to create tools, or be involved with tools that are going to create residual income in my life from here moving forward for the next, who knows, 100 years or longer, because we're developing these things in our community because we have a desire to be free. We're freedom crusaders. We have a freedom crusader manifesto. So all these things line up the way they should be, the way they're meant to be. We're not forced to do it. We have made a decision, like you planted your flag, you drew your line in the sand with the military. God bless. You know, we just had Memorial Day. We understand people have to fight for our freedoms. But like you said, Mike, who was fighting for your freedom? We understand, you know, the fighting for the freedom of the country. But what about each individual soldier in the military who can't be with their families? So I don't. It's like any other thing. You spend your time, you do your time, but then it's time to move on. And so most of us here, we realize that the world is changing, AI is changing, and we're going to be prepared. We're not going to be left behind. We see the future coming. A wise man can hear and see the sounds of nature. We know that winter turns to spring. No matter what's going on in our life, it's going to open up to something beautiful. So let's keep that vision in our mind. And keep delivering, like the message to Garcia. Don't ask the universe how, why, what is it going to look like, how long is it going to take. It takes however long it needs to take. Just deliver the message. Stop asking questions how, and just know that it will be. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you're born to be in this world. I love you, family. Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Ms. Christian. All right. Anyone else? Star 6.
Mark Smith here.
Hey, Mark.
Okay. So, Paul, he set the table, and he put the bread out, and he put the breakfast out there, and then everybody added to that breakfast. Minister Christian, he buttered it all up like he always does, beautifully. Put it in the toaster. Now, my part is to serve it up. I'm the one that's in the hospitality industry in the group. So I'm serving it up right now. And I love what Paul said, his story about his son and carrying and just getting the message out there to Garcia. And this story really stuck with me this time. I heard it before Minister Christian. He read it not long ago, but it really, really stuck with me this time. as to being the person that can follow through with something. And in the story, you know, it popped out. It said, concentrate on a thing and do it. And I just loved Paul's story about his son just finding a way. And how do you get like that? And I think you get that way by hanging around people that are doing those types of things. So just hanging in here with this group and with this mastermind has really helped me. And I'm just really asking myself right now, can I be the type of person that'll just stay with a thing until it gets done? So having said all that, it's just really pondering what was being said today. It's just some great, great insight. They say facts tell and stories sell. And Paul, he sold me with his story. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, everyone on the call. And Freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Back to you, Mike.
I love it. Yes, freedom, freedom, freedom.
All right, we still have some time. Star 6. Come on out. Who's got a thought for us today? You guys working on anything fun? No, Mr. Paul's working on some stuff. All right.
I know something I was thinking about. It's Lori Sue again.
Come on up.
You know, when I kind of had a take, I took kind of step back a little bit when listening to Paul, this mechanic or the other mechanics and stuff, and thinking they needed the video and they needed the manual. It's like, wait a minute. Anyway, well, maybe I'll just go do that. But then I guess they have the right tools and everything. But I think the main thing I was thinking about as far as tools go is that just searching for them, like AI, I used the tool that we have that you guys created for us that for something so different. My daughter-in-law said, hey, is there a way I can see what the house will look like with these different colors of paint and trim? And we went and looked at the actual paint companies and with their websites, and only one out of all the many brands that you're familiar with for paint, only one had an actual program that you could plug in, but you had to, like, use your finger and paint basically what you wanted. It was just a mess. It was not so good. And I thought, well, let me ask our AI. He's pretty cool, that Van Gogh. Anyway, yes, absolutely. Put a picture in of your home. Tell me exactly what brand, and it was so amazing that the AI knew all the brands. And then tell me the number that goes with the colors that you're looking at, and I'll put that on there for you. So I'm just saying that because I just was so amazed. I knew it could. I knew there was so many things it can do. And it reminds me that there's so many things that we can do. We have all of these gifts. We have these powerful ideas and these actions to take that are inside us if we ask and prompt ourselves to do it. Because this AI is very powerful, but we are the ones that are prompting it. We're the ones that are bringing up the ideas and having the questions. And in reality, we're the ones that have all of those gifts. And I'm just amazed by what our AI can do, what Van Gogh can do, and what each of you have inside you to do. So I'll give the mic back to you, Mike. Thank you so much. And I love you, my girl and family.
Thank you, Lori Sue. You're awesome and amazing. All right. Well, I think that brings us. Okay, well, thank you guys for showing up, being here, being amazing, and we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place.
Take care and bye for now.
Thanks, Mike. See you tonight.
Life has something special right here for you. Everything has a season, a reason to grow. So don't be discouraged by your obstacles.
No.
Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Things will always come to get us down, and it only gets worse when we start to frown. Let's keep hope alive in our hearts. Smile with gratitude, that's when the magic starts. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. It's your life for eternity. Never be defeated, even if you are mistreated. Stand your ground right where you are. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how hard it seems. Move forward and follow your heart. Follow your heart. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all I'm meant to be. I'll never give up my right to be happy. I'll never give up. It's my life for eternity.
Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up.